So here in about an hour, the head coach will speak via Zoom. Sure, the dual role of the quarterbacks will come into play, if that will be a thing that will continue to week two. I have a tendency to believe that was the first game of the year. You had a lot of time on your hands to design something that you threw basically the kitchen sink at Ohio State with things you could do with Martinez McCaffrey on the field. I just don't think that will be a staple of what better not be a staple of Nebraska's offense. Now it is is it a change up to the defense, a challenge to figure it out on the fly? Yes. But I think Nebraska went and blew that out there on the first game, knowing that Ohio State would have struggles adjusting to it. I don't think it's going to be a primary part of the offense. I would hope that giving the ball to 26 would be a primary part of the offense. That has to be a question today. Maybe about the workload of Dedrick Mills, who only carried the ball 9 times. They went back and yesterday adjusted the stats, and he only carried it 9 times. And, I mean, you don't need to be a football genius to know that Wandale Robinson has to touch the ball more than 6 times, but they have to figure out where is the explosive plays out of the wide receiver room, and where is the drama that needs to be stopped. I noticed Omar Manning sent out a note that he was looking forward to practicing with his brothers, and then he deleted the tweet. Who knows what his status is for the upcoming week? But after Schaefer, we'll get more into what happened on Saturday. Did it change your opinion? The opinion so much of, okay, give me a plus one on the win-loss ledger. Quick email in the Equitable Bank inbox before we get to Mike Schaefer. This is from Mark. I can't change my 4-4 opinion after the Ohio State game. The same drive-killing penalties are still there. Consistent, never-ending fumbling issues at quarterback. The lack of scholarship athletes playing wide receiver in year 3, in all caps, are all still trending. Give me a team that won't beat itself almost every single week, and we can start a dialogue about progress. That's from Mark. Thanks for the email in the Equitable Bank inbox. Mike Schaefer is next.